Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 21st. You'll be interested to know. 98 years ago today, in 1927, American aviator Charles Lindbergh completed the first solo non-stop transatlantic flight. He piloted the monoplane Spirit of St. Louis from New York to Paris, covering the vast ocean in approximately 33.5 hours. This remarkable achievement not only showcased human ingenuity and determination, but also marked a significant milestone in aviation history, inspiring countless individuals to reach for the skies. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 42 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Wednesday with a slight chance of rain showers after 3 p.m. and a high near 51, complemented by a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudiness with a low around 48 and an east wind picking up to 14 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 6:15 with a low tide just after 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rainy weather on Thursday with cloudy skies and a high near 50. Rain continues into the night with a low around 46. Friday brings a chance of rain with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 56. Saturday offers a chance of rain showers, turning partly sunny later with a high near 60. Sunday looks mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, with a spring nor'easter approaching, residents are preparing for the worst. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs has introduced a new draft coastal resiliency plan. This plan aims to create a home buyout program for those in flood-prone areas, responding to a study predicting over $1 billion in annual coastal storm damage by 2070. Joe Christo, Chief Resilience Officer for Boston Harbor Now, emphasized the importance of addressing the challenges posed by sea level rise and storm surge. Now on to sports. In Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder overcame a strong first half from the Minnesota Timberwolves, securing a decisive 114-88 victory. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander initially struggled but finished with a game-high 31 points, along with 9 assists and 5 rebounds. Tensions rose between him and Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards, resulting in a technical foul for Edwards. Julius Randle led Minnesota with 28 points but faded in the second half as the Thunder dominated. Oklahoma City's bench proved superior, contributing to a 70-40 scoring advantage in the second half. Game 2 is set for Thursday night. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox shut out the Mets 2-0. Narvaez and Devers each blasted solo homers, leading to a Sox victory. Whitlock earned the win. The Sox bullpen, capped by a Chapman save, kept the Mets at bay with 5 hits and no errors, bringing the Sox to a record of 25-25 with a much-needed win in the Back Bay. Tonight, the Sox face the Mets again at Fenway for the final game of this 3-game series, looking for the sweep. Garrett Crochet, with a 2.06 ERA, squares off against Tyler Megill. First pitch is at 6:45, with clear skies and a crisp 50 degrees in Boston. In top news, Medicaid may not hold the same political weight as Social Security, but it is a crucial issue, akin to a Costco hot dog. Covering nearly 80 million Americans, mostly with low incomes, Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program account for about 1/10 of the annual United States budget and 18% of total healthcare spending, totaling nearly $800 billion per year. Amid discussions about a tax and spending package, President Donald Trump urged Republican lawmakers not to cut Medicaid, but instead to target tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse within the program. He emphasized, "We're not changing Medicaid, and we're not changing Medicare." In business news, stock trading appears to be relatively healthy, yet a recent rise in options hedging strategies suggests that challenging times may lie ahead for investors. As earnings season concludes, attention shifts to various market-moving factors, including tariff negotiations and economic reports. The recent uptick in hedging activity, particularly ahead of anticipated interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, signals a potential shift in market dynamics. Aggressive investors might explore a ratio spread hedge strategy, which could maximize profits while navigating the complexities of market volatility. This approach aims to leverage potential stock movements and the influence of sophisticated traders. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $108,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 2% to 16 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google has introduced a new subscription plan called the AI Ultra Plan, priced at $249 per month. This plan provides the highest usage limits across Google's AI applications, including Gemini, Notebook LM, Whisk, and the new AI video generation tool, Flow. Users can access Gemini 2.5 Pro's enhanced reasoning mode, DeepThink, which is designed for highly complex math and coding tasks. Additionally, subscribers will receive YouTube Premium and up to 30 terabytes of storage across Google Photos, Drive, and Gmail. The plan is available in the United States now and will expand to other countries soon. And in entertainment news, director Darren Aronofsky's company, Primordial Soup, is teaming up with Google to harness the power of artificial intelligence in filmmaking. The collaboration will see three filmmakers use Google's text-to-video tool, Veo, to create short films. The first project, Ancestra, directed by Eliza McNitt, combines live action with AI-generated imagery and will premiere at the Tribeca Festival next month. Aronofsky emphasized, "Filmmaking has always been driven by technology, calling this an opportunity to shape the future of storytelling." Google also unveiled new AI tools for filmmakers, promising to revolutionize the creative process. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "There's a way to do it better. Find it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.